It's On Second Thought. I'm Adam Ragusa. Georgia, Alabama, and Florida have been fighting water wars for decades, wars over our common access to water. Now, Tennessee is also in the mix, leading one Tennessee state rep to say, and I quote, "As far as I'm concerned, Georgia can keep its greedy hands and its thirsty mouths away from our water," end quote. So much for the volunteer state, huh? Gil Rogers joins us. He is the director of the Georgia and Alabama offices for the Southern Environmental Law Center. Good morning, Gil. Remind us what these water wars are all about.
Good morning. These water wars have been going on for quite some time. The core conflict is really the fact that Atlanta is located at the tops of a bunch of different river basins that then flow downstream. Some flow into Alabama, some flow into Florida. And we are growing in such a way that we're having a hard time planning for our water supply for the future. So we see this idea about tapping into the Tennessee pop up. It's popped up several times over the past decade. And this is just kind of the latest effort by some people in Georgia to continue to look for ways to get water. And frankly, this is one of the more creative ways that people have come up with.
Interesting use of the word creative there. Now, when you say tapping into the Tennessee, you mean tapping into the Tennessee River. How is Georgia trying to get access to the Tennessee River for water?
There is a theory that somehow our boundary with Tennessee was misdrawn and that the true boundary with Tennessee would include part of, I believe, Nickajack Lake, which is part of the Tennessee River outside Chattanooga. And so the theory goes, if we draw the boundary correctly, then Georgia has a sovereign right to some of the water in the Tennessee River.
Okay. Who is going to untangle this knot? This seems like a classic example of one of these really good reasons why we have a federal government, right? To like step in and mediate this dispute and come up with a plan that's going to get adequate resources to everyone. Who's going to untangle this?
Well, that's a great question. Really, when we look at these river basins, we need to be looking at them as a whole and to be looking out for their health overall. These river basins are under extreme stress because of all of the population of Metro Atlanta, because of the industrial use of the rivers, because of the agricultural use of the rivers as we get into South Georgia. And you're right, there is the need for kind of a referee to do a better job at managing this system as a whole. We believe that that management ought to arise out of all of the users and interest in the river getting together and coming up with a plan that they can all live with. That has happened in the Chattahoochee Basin, which has also been heavily disputed over decades. But so far, our leadership in the three states, Georgia, Alabama, and Florida, have not come together to agree that that is the way the river should be managed. And so, as a result, we continue to have this this litigation that's costing taxpayers millions of dollars over the waters of the Chattahoochee River, the waters of the Flint River. And to be honest with you, I think it's a bad idea to think about extending that conflict up to our neighbor to the north, Tennessee, because that will be the result would just be more litigation over that river.
Well, putting aside the legalities of it, would tapping into the Tennessee River from an environmental perspective actually be a good solution to the problem to make sure that Atlanta gets the water that it needs to continue to grow and prosper and that all of the various other places downstream from Atlanta have enough water to maintain their traditional fisheries and various things? From an environmental perspective, might this be the solution?
I have a lot of concerns from an environmental perspective. There is a lot of water in the Tennessee River, but, you know, there are cities and uses of that river that rely on that water already. So you'd be looking at a potentially massive loss of water out of that system. Then you'd be looking at how do we get it down to Metro Atlanta? That would require a lot of energy. Where are we going to get that energy? I think the better environmental solution for Metro Atlanta's growth is to really double down on water conservation and water efficiency. We're doing better on those fronts than we have in the past, but we've got a long way to go. And, you know, I liken reaching out for the Tennessee River sort of like would turn Atlanta into Los Angeles in some ways. You know, it would be a city that is heavily reliant on a distant water supply And I just don't think that is a sustainable way that we should be growing here in the Southeast.
When you talk about water conservation, I think that probably scares a lot of people. They envision really radically changing their lifestyles, and they envision industries being curtailed because they can't get the water that they need for production, for cooling operations, often used in a lot of industries. They need a lot of water for. Is there a model that you can point to? Is there a modern, industrialized, developed economy somewhere that is using water at the rate that you think would be sustainable for a city like Atlanta?
I know that there are a lot of other cities in the United States that are doing a better job than we are in terms of being efficient. So we're not talking about radically changing people's lifestyles. When I talk about conservation, I talk about it very broadly, looking at using technological improvements that are already out there, incentivizing those for industries, for agricultural use. I'm thinking less about household behavior, although that's very important, just people, you know, keeping the water turned off while they brush their teeth and things like that. But water conservation can be a very broad term, and I think it has the potential to save us a lot of water in the future and to prevent the need for thinking about these massive infrastructure projects like a pipeline to the Tennessee River, like building new large reservoirs around Atlanta. I just don't think that's needed, and it's incredibly expensive.
Yeah. That's Gil Rogers. He's director of the Georgia and Alabama offices of the Southern Environmental Law Center. Thank you, Gil.
Thank you.
Listeners, you rely on the information that GPB provides to deepen your understanding of our region, of our country, of our whole world. I'm Adam Ragusea, asking you to join with listeners around the state and beyond to help cover the costs of all of the programming that you hear. It does not come for free. In fact, the matter is, the reason that it's different from all of the other radio and TV and everything else out there is that we pay for it in this manner, through your voluntary contributions. Here's Tanya Ott, GPB's head of radio, to tell you how you can help.